Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have a very important question, and I totally agree with you. But I know that these words will come from a person, from one person who has a doctor title, then that is more tangible for many people. Mm-hmm. What role can past lives play in our lives today? And do you have an example?
Okay, so first of all, there are no past lives. Let's begin with that. In quantum science, we have parallel lives. So it means everything is happening at the same time. Number two, a past life can be changed for many different reasons. We do not need to go to a past life to change a past life, right? So what we need to understand is that each life in itself, is it past or future or whatever, is there for a reason. So if in a past life, whether we call it past life, let me first explain why it's not a past life.
Yes, sure.
Okay. Because nowadays we have in computers, we have something called virtual reality, and people can all over the world can play in a virtual reality. So you put up some normally a screen before your eyes, and a more advanced version also in the future, you will have a whole body suit that will also react, right? Mm-hmm. No, so when you're going to play a virtual reality game, you're going to choose what kind of body, you know, a female or female, right? You're going to choose what kind of powers do I have? Maybe you have a gun, machine gun, maybe you have something else. So you choose your virtues or your qualities, whatever you want. And then you can choose in what kind of context, scenery you want to play. Do you want to be a knight in medieval times, or do you want to play with dinosaurs? Or do you want to fly supersonic jets, whatever? So we're choosing the context within we're playing a game. So when we talk about past lives, is we just choose a concept to play what we now consider on a linear time is past, okay? So we choose now to have a past life, maybe around the time of Jesus. I can still die and still play that game, because it's virtual reality. So that's why it's not a past life. In the past lives or in the parallel lives, we have important themes to work on. So one theme can be to have the courage to speak your truth. Mm-hmm. Now, so in the game we're gonna play, it is mastering that, right? If I master that, boom, I go to a next level of the game. Now the game becomes more intense, because now I speak my truth and I'm being rejected to speak my truth. Now, if I want a real intense experience, I can go to a time when you speak your truth, you're going to be burned on a stake or killed. That's a super level to experience that. So the fear of speaking your truth or the fear of our paranormal psychic abilities is something real in all the times. So you don't need to go to a past life to do that. You can do it in this life, if you understand what I'm saying. So past life, when you have a hypnotist that does a past life, it's nothing else than show your story, right? This is the story. Most people, when they hear a story, if they understand the story, it's easier to change, right? But you don't need it to change your life right now, right? So past life is a great concept, but it's a metaphorical concept. It's not a past life. It is just becoming aware of a story that is still having an impact in this life. Mm-hmm. If I evolve where I master the, let's say, the challenge in that story, the way I do it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, still, a past life can be helpful to find the story, but it's just one way to find the story, okay? So there are more ways to find the story. Mm-hmm. So every person, let's say I'm a doctor, every person has a disease. The disease, behind the disease is a message, a story. So if I go to a normal doctor and the doctor gives me a painkiller for my pain, I never found my story, right? If I go to an acupuncturist, he puts in some needles and I get better, I never found my story. If I go to a homeopath and they give me a homeopathic remedy, perfect, I get healed, but did I find my story? If I go to a herbalist, same question. So that is the question. That's the only question that will change if this disease was helpful or not. Does it make sense?
Yes.
So there are many ways to find the story. It's not as complicated as people is. So if people think, so if someone has cancer, we can teach the person how to get the message from cancer. The cancer is the messenger. The cancer is not the enemy. The cancer, yes, we can destroy the cancer, but did we find the story? Okay. We can change our diet. We can get healed, but did we find the story? So from where I am as a holistic doctor, I can say that most holistic therapies are not holistic at all. The only holistic form of therapy that I believe in is when the person, that the client finds the story that is going to change that through all lifetimes. Yes, all right?
Yes. Yes.
All lifetimes, not this one. All of them, because then I mastered the team and this game, part of the game is over. Now I can go to the next level of the game. So past lives are important as a way to find the story. But once you find the story, it doesn't matter if it comes from a past life or not. It doesn't really matter. Does it make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What does true health means for you?
Okay, so when we talk about true health, it is, we have a body and the body has a, no body is perfect, okay? So for me, true health is what is my maximum that I can get out of this body, okay? How can I use this body effectively to be as vital as can be, to recover from any illness as fast as possible, and to live the longest life possible for me, okay? So if I look at that, true health, you never achieve that. It's a constant dynamic of working and tweaking your mind, your body, your customs, your food. It's a process. And the illusion sometimes is that people believe true health is the absence of symptoms. Right. But if we look at energetic level, true health is more the harmony of the energies in you. So I can have a healthy body, but my mind can be disharmonic. So let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. You have two people. One eats junk, right? But their mind is positive. Their heart is loving. They are the great people to be around, right? Then you have a person, super vegan, meditates every day, whatever, and so on. Now, can you predict which one is going to die first?
So the yoga person, he has or she has not that very good mindset, mm-hmm. but you said, right. Okay. Yeah. Then the person with the yoga will die earlier.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we look at people who live the longest, mm-hmm. it's very rare to find a vegetarian person. It's very rare to find a person who's doing everything right. Mm-hmm. All of that. You will find people who are more happy, the people who are more positive, and they all will have a secret, but the secret is not a secret, it's a belief. Oh, it's the olive oil. No, it is the yogurt. No, it is, I'm doing this yoga breathing. Whatever they believe is their belief. But when you look at the personality of the person, that's the secret. The secret is not in what you eat, but the secret is in your attitude with what you eat, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can combine the two. Now, here's a secret most people don't understand. The more rigid you are in doing what you think you're doing, the sooner you're going to die. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the person who does everything right, they're going to die first. That's the good news, okay? It is about relaxing. It is not about the rules. It's not about can I never have a drink of wine. It's not if you can never eat a hamburger. It's not about if you only eat food without pesticides. It is good to have good food. Mm-hmm. Let me put it right. It is good to meditate. It's good to do yoga. All of that is good. But if the mental attitude is not at its peak, everything else is less effective. And that's the truth that most people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many patients with diseases and they were upset. They say, how is this possible? I've done everything right. I say, no, you didn't. They say, what do you mean? I said, your mindset, you were too worried, you were too preoccupied, you were too attached, you were doing too much your best. That is your problem. You were caring too much for other people. You were giving up on yourself. You didn't love yourself enough. You know, those were the things that would give you a greater benefit than doing the yoga, doing the diet, you know, doing the exercise, taking all these vitamin pills, all those kind of things. That is not the way to become the best you. That's the difference. You see, I can live 100% from light. I don't need to eat. I don't need to drink. That's how powerful the mindset is. So if I can do that, that means that my body can be fed with love. If I don't feed my body with love, I can feed my body with all vitamins in the world, but it will always miss one vitamin, and that's vitamin L, and that is love. If you miss vitamin L, you are deprived of the most important vitamin that you need. And that's the problem with most people. They miss one vitamin. Does that make sense?
Yes, I could always say yes, yes, yes. So wonderful, so good. Oh my gosh. I have so many questions, but I think that's enough.
Right.
My very last question, if you had the opportunity to wave a magic wand and wish something for the world, what would it be?
Right now, what the world needs more than everything else is a new type of energy, a new type of energy that is not destroying the world. Our biggest challenge right now is energy. Okay, how we use energy. And right now we're depending on either old energy that is polluting or new energy that's very expensive, but we're in a transition, but there's still, we're not there yet. We need a new energy that's not only for electricity, but also for our minds and also for healing. We need to put the world in a new energy grid line that is raising the consciousness of everyone. And there are two ways to do it. One is what is man-made to create something. And the other way would be if we have enough people who will put out that positive energy over the world. That is harder to do, but a man-made energy is easier to do. So part of what I see as moving forward, we need to solve the energy problem right now in a pure way. And we can do it. I know we're very close. And I want to dedicate a big part of my life and time to find that new energy. Because if we have that new energy that contains a secret code of peace, and that will address the pineal gland and the limbic part of the brain where all our emotions, aggression is. And that's where that makes our ego so aggressive. So we live either in fear or aggression. That's where we are. And as long as we are depending on the world on the survival brain, we will be suffering because the survival brain leads to greed. And greed is the cancer of this planet. Because of the greed, people are suffering. They are hungry because they don't get the education. There are too many people with a lot of money and keeping it. So stagnation comes from that thing. And we can be angry with them, but that's not going to change anything. We need to have a shift in that. So I'm sure it's going to happen sooner than we think. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. One very last question. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the vaccine?
Okay, so I assume you're talking about the COVID vaccine?
Yes.
Okay.
This one. Like,
number one, it is not a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And let no one tell you it's a vaccine. That's a misuse of the term of vaccination. Mm. A vaccination is when you use an agent like a bacteria or virus and you make it so weak, and you inject that into the body with the idea that the body will develop an immunity against the virus or bacteria. That's a vaccination, all right? This one does not apply to that. Here we have something artificial that doesn't exist in nature, number one, and it is created by computer models, and it's called a messenger RNA. A messenger RNA is something that naturally occurs in our body. It is part of our system that reads the DNA and to make the proteins that the body needs for the cells. That is what an RNA, messenger RNA really is. Very important. So the messenger RNA brings the information of the DNA into a physical form into the body, normally with proteins, enzymes, those kind of things. All right. So that's, now we take an artificial coat of an RNA, and now we are forcing our own DNA to make a body foreign protein. Something that doesn't exist in nature, something that doesn't exist in our bodies. And the body recognizes now a protein that shouldn't be there. It doesn't even look like a virus. It doesn't even mimic a virus. So our body now starts to create antibodies against this new protein that the body is producing. Now, the danger of that is that it can create a permanent coat in your DNA. If it does, and nobody can tell me it doesn't, until it's proven it doesn't, and it can only be proved it doesn't if we have 5 to 10 years. And first thing we should have done is done enough animal studies, first on animals, not on people. So what we can say, A, it is not a vaccination. B, it is not following the rules of medicine. C, it is an experiment. D, it is not being approved. It cannot be approved because we're using emergency laws to force our people to do a vaccination that is not a vaccination, of which we have no idea what it will do on long term. It's just an experiment in genetic coding. Now, we have some examples of this in the past, because the similar technology has been used to create something called GMO, genetically modified organisms, which we've done with plants. We have seen disastrous results from GMO, terrible results. And the worst part is that the pharmaceutical companies who develop these mRNA for GMO own the genetic code created of that. So the question I would ask people, do you want to be owned by the big pharmaceutical companies because you're producing a patented protein of the pharmaceutical company? So now you were maybe a slave before, but now you've become property of big pharma. So then we have the other problem, is that there's a lot of use of false data to create an urgency and an emergency to force people to get the vaccination. That's one thing. But any other potential cure that we have, I have many cures for the COVID-19, easy, are being censored or forbidden. So now I'm going to ask you the simple question. Who is to gain from the vaccination? It's easy to see who is going to gain from the vaccination. So people who are either investors in big pharma or the big pharma companies, those people will gain. We as the human people on this planet will pay a horrible price for allowing this experimental genetic thing to happen to ourselves. And the worst thing is still coming. We're going to now force our children who are technically immune to COVID-19 to have vaccinations just because some evil people on this planet will make more money. So have no illusion. I'm not against vaccination. I'm against genetic experimenting on the human population forced by governments who are, again, in the pockets of big pharma. Okay, that's the whole story. So everyone needs to make a choice. I don't care if you vaccinate or not. It's your decision. Okay, but if you do, know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And yes, take your precautions, but I foresee that we will have a wave of diseases coming in the future. And the big pharma will say it's nothing to do with vaccination, as they have said before. What people don't know, that the vaccination of children is a $60 billion industry a year.
Yes.
But the consequences of vaccinating children leading to things like autism, hyperactivity, allergies, diabetes, on and on and on, is a $150 billion industry. So we are doing vaccinating to create another group of clients that have to take medicine for life. So people should not be against this vaccination. People should be against any vaccination on the planet that contains substances like mercury, aluminum, cells from embryos, cells, protein from pigs, monkeys, rats. All those things are in the vaccines. And the big pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued for doing damage to human people. Actually, it's the government that's paying. They are getting money, and the people are damaged. If they win the lawsuits, are paid by the taxes that we pay. So if you see the system of this world where we're subsidizing fossil fuels, we're subsidizing meat so that we can buy a cheap hamburger instead of cheap vegetables. And now we are subsidizing genetic experiment that according to the law of Nuremberg shouldn't happen. This is a crime scene that is so huge that I wonder when the lawyers are going to wake up and start suing for the next 20 years for all the damage that's been done by big pharma and the governments. That's what we have to wait for. So if people ask me, am I against vaccine? No. Give me a good vaccine that has no side effects, I'll take 10 of those. But I've not found one yet that has those effects. That's the whole problem.
Thank you for saying yes, 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 yes. I could now jump into the computer and give you a big hug. So thankful for this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I feel here in Germany, because one big problem is that the people, they don't know this deep joy. They haven't learned it. It's like I work all day, and I have 6 weeks in 1 year for holiday, and this is my off time. Mm-hmm. And now we can't do anything of that, and the people are all angry, and it's not a good energy here in Germany.
Right, I can understand.
And I feel right now the pressure. I had the discussion some days before on Instagram, the pressure of all the people they have that they need to go for a vaccination. Because the politics, they make pressure. And on Instagram, you have a button together for vaccination and all this stuff. It's all this hypnosis, the mass hypnosis they do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't have the feeling to go for vaccination, for sure not. But I understand that people have this big problem, like also colleagues, because they say, I need to do this. If not, I will leave my job. I will lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, big problem. And if you understand it, the pressure to put on people, and in Italy, for example, they forced health workers to do the vaccination.
Yes, same here.
I have someone who is in a coaching group, and well, I said, no, it's a good time to become a private person. I mean, why would you be depending on a system that is going to force you to take a vaccination? I say, second thing, as a coach, you can do everything on Zoom. You don't even have to see the people. It's even more freedom. Why would you choose to do so? So it's still, it's every time it's a choice. And of course, they will do everything to force people to take vaccinations. But if you go and follow the money, you will see that there are only two companies in the world that own actually all the other companies, and including the big pharma. And these companies are spending a lot of money to lobby governments. Okay, so that's a big problem. The big pharmaceutical companies are paying around $350 billion a year in marketing and lobbying. $350 billion. Okay, wow. That's one third of a trillion they're paying to influence and to get to know what they want. For them, this is the best thing ever that happened to them. And let people not believe in complot theories and conspiracy theories. There's no conspiracy. It is just in your face. This, you just follow the money. Just see what's going on. See the illogical of what's going on. Using a test to say people are infected, that is not even a good test to check if people is going. So using numbers of people dying that are false. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you don't look at that, you will be hypnotized to believe we have a real problem. Let's take the countries that did not follow the rules, like Sweden and for example, Florida right now. Mm-hmm. Florida in America is on the 25th place of people dying. And we're looking at the numbers that are false anyway, but on the 25th place, and they're not doing anything like what the other states are doing because of President Biden, who wears three masks, and stupid Dr. Fauci, who is the biggest criminal on this planet. They're not following that, and they are not doing worse than the other states. So what are we talking about? Mm. Are there people dying? Yes, there are people dying. People are always dying. Every year people are dying. Every day people are dying. Are people dying from the flu? Yes, people are dying from the flu. Are people dying from this virus? Maybe. I don't even know. What people are dying of is lack of medical care, not of the virus. I could cure all the people with COVID-19. I can prevent 90% of the diseases happening with COVID-19. But nobody is interested. So don't tell me that people are dying of COVID. People are dying from the wrong treatments. You take a person with COVID, you put them on a ventilator, there's 90% chance you're going to kill the person, period. Mm. So the treatments in the hospital are terrible. If you have a problem, don't go to the hospital. Find someone else to help you. That's the problem. So yes, are the doctors part of the system? Well, either the doctors are super stupid, or the doctors are hypnotized, or the doctors stay quiet. The doctors who speak up, they will be censored. They will lose their jobs. So it's a problem. For the doctors who know, it's a huge problem. Mm-hmm. I would tell them, I would just quit my job. Go in private practice. Stop working for a system that is killing people. And what people don't even know is the worst thing. That doctors, even before COVID-19, were the number one killer of humanity. Number one. Not heart disease, not cancer. Doctors, not by mistakes, but by correct prescription of medicine. It's the medicine that killed people. These are statistics done. People can Google it. There's a man in America, Gary Noh, who's done the research and has shown number one killer is doctors. Then comes heart disease, then comes cancer, and then number four is again doctors, but these are the mistakes made by doctors. So doctors are in the top list twice. So if that was before COVID already, now it's only worse. And when you know that, it is hard not to become sad, it is hard not to become angry, but the only thing one can do is do one's best to make a difference. That's all we can do. And if there is a God, I ask God to help me, because one day I want to kill the old system and hopefully create a new system that is effective and paid by the insurance, not because I believe in it, but because we show it is better on scientific principles, nothing else. I've cured more patients in my life than I cared to do. But what I saw is that 80% is quite easy to cure. It's not even complicated. It gets complicated when a disease has been there for a long time, or people have a very strong type of cancer, or they've been using medicine for too long. Those are the more difficult cases. But in general, healing, curing people is not a tough job. It's easy, but we don't get a chance to prove it. And that's one thing I want to do with the rest of my life, to prove in a scientific way that there is a medicine that can cure people. Mm. Maybe we'll get a chance. Who knows? I think we need to become practical.
Yes.
I think at some point, someone has to say, listen, we can meditate, but if nothing changes, then we're not meditating either enough, or we need to go on the street, one of the two. But we cannot allow them to take all our rights away and stay quiet. That's not possible. There needs to come a revolution. There needs to come, the angry people should go on streets. You know, if you look at the statistics, all the demonstrations where they said, this is going to lead to the next big epidemic of all the people being in this, never happened. Mm-hmm. Never happened. Where are they? Yes. Never happened. Mm-hmm. So I feel really, really sad for the world, what's going through.
Yes.
Now. It's so depressing to see that. And that's why I'm on the sea. I go out in the sunshine. I talk to the sea. And then I find my happiness inside. Yes. That's all I can do now.
That's the best you can do. And the biggest problem, if you can't travel anymore without a vaccination, that will be a big problem, I think. And that's also a big fear here in Germany. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so much fear, and it's,
Yeah. Today I read that you cannot travel from America to Europe as an American if you don't have a vaccination. So that's how they're going to play the game. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see how far we can get with that. You see, that's why I give up travel, but I still want to travel within Europe. My house is actually in America, mm-hmm. but I will go back there when I have to. Mm-hmm. And maybe I never will have to until I have to. So we'll mm-hmm. see. But yes. they're going to make life very tough for a lot of people.
Yes.
Very tough. The point is, not even with one vaccination you're going to get there. You will have to have multiple vaccination. Mm-hmm. And each vaccination is adding more toxins and more proteins in your body you don't want, mm-hmm. right? And that's the danger of what's going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I have a very, very last question. Sure. What are your next projects?
Okay, so... what I've discovered is the following, that when we talk about spirituality and consciousness, for most people, it's a long path, right? So you're going to go on to self-discovery. You're going to run in all kinds of directions. You're going to follow all these gurus and all this stuff to finally discover that the only guru you need to follow is inside of you. And that's what you need to connect to. So I found... actually, two ways to do that. One is through what I call quantum hypnosis. Quantum hypnosis is different than normal hypnosis. The purpose of quantum hypnosis is to bring you in contact with what some people call your higher self. It's not a right term. The higher self is actually your spirit self, your essence that you are. And that essence is connected to all the expression of that essence through all times. So it is not only one you, there are infinite of you, and all of the infinite yous are connected to that spirit essence, which again is connected to all spirit essences together, and that all these spirit essences together are forming a kind of what they call a quantum computer that people refer to as God, but it's not God. It is called the knowledge of everything that is. So we need to tap into the knowledge of everything that is. And there are only two ways, the fast ways to that is through hypnosis. So we go into theta, we remove the blocks, you're connected, and now you can speak directly which comes. You skip 20 years of yoga, meditation, standing on your head, listening to all kinds of audio. 20 years done, right? Mm-hmm. And you can train to do this in a way that is permanent, right? The second way is, I'm developing that now, is the following. The truth is we all are connected to that divine essence. But the problem is we don't know and we doubt the connection. So we get the information. Some people call this intuition, but we don't know it's intuition. So we go in our logical mind and we get doubts and stuff like that. So the second way is, I call it, to learn channeling. And learn channeling is to empty your vessel and to allow another intelligence to speak with you or through you. Okay, you can have, in my head, I can channel with whatever I want, but I can also channel through my voice. So when I go in a deep trance, you can ask me questions and they can give you answers that I cannot know. Everybody has this ability. In fact, is it so that many people channel, but they don't know they channel? So for example, some people channel a beautiful book, other people channel a beautiful script for a movie, another person channels music, another person channels poetry. All of that is channeling. So creativity, as we know it, is a form of channeling. And that's what we put into the right brain. What people do not know is the difference between the logical part of the brain and the creative part of the brain is that the logical part of the brain is using our five senses for information, mm-hmm. right? So it is tied into the three-dimensional world. The creative part of the brain is wireless connected to the universe. So when you have a great idea, you make a new discovery. You didn't make a new discovery. You picked it out of the universe. Einstein did not discover the relativity theory. He picked it out of the universe. Nikola Tesla did not discover electricity. He picked it out of the universe. So we all have that ability to do so. So one is true. We can do it through hypnosis. One, we can do it through other means. So the hypnosis has to be done one-on-one. I can hypnotize you. That's easy. The channeling can be done to groups. It takes a few more steps. Because you need to learn, you need to teach no self-hypnosis in a way until you are so free that you get the information, but that's not only important, you need to be able to trust the information. Mm. And once you can trust the information, now you can be guided by your higher self, your higher intelligence. And now it's easier to be on your path. So my job is to bring to this world this quantum hypnosis. And I have three different levels at this point. One is called quantum connection hypnosis. That is, learn to connect to the higher self. Then the second one is quantum business hypnosis. And that's more how to be successful, how to be a true leader, how to lead a team, how to, what is money for you, all those kind of things. So that's more how to translate the connection into success. And the third one I called quantum spirit hypnosis. And that's more about spirituality and healing. So how can I use my higher self to heal my body? And so that's what I will be bringing to this world. And I will train trainers to do that because I don't want to be teaching all the time anymore. I want to do my research and I want to work on this new energy so I don't have the time to travel as much as I do. But these are the two things, the last two big things I want to bring to this world. And then I can focus 100% on what I believe I need to be doing right now. So my next big project is teaching quantum hypnosis. First, we have it in English and in Dutch. And later on, we will have it in more languages. Mm-hmm. And so the people who speak English can already start. And we have it in two forms. One is training to become a hypnotist. You don't have to become a hypnotist, but you can be a hypnotist. And then the other is another form where it is more self-hypnosis. So that's, let's say, if you're a business person, you may want to do the self-hypnosis. But it's still good to be able to hypnotize others because you may have friends or partners that you may want to hypnotize one day to help them, right? So that's what we're offering. And in the future, we'll have many more languages once you know, it's built up and it's going the way we want to go. And I see this as my last big things I want to do, because I truly believe that these are the two ways that can speed up for us to get into our power, that can speed up for us not to have to go years into meditation and doing all this stuff, listening to all kinds of people. Everybody has their own reality and truth, but to find your truth, to find what is true for you. And then whatever people say, you know inside, this is true for me or not. And I think that's the greatest gift we can give to humanity. So that's bigger than anything else I've done so far.
Wow, das waren einmal sehr klare und wahrhaftige Worte von Dr. Roy Martina und ich bin mega dankbar für diese Worte, dass er das ausspricht, denn dafür braucht man ganz viel Mut. Und wenn du bis zum Schluss gehört hast, bitte, bitte teile dieses Interview an so viele Menschen wie möglich. Es ist so essentiell wichtig und ja, du würdest uns eine Riesenfreude bereiten damit. Du findest alle Informationen zu Dr. Roy Martina in den Shownotes. Ich kann ihn dir so sehr ans Herz legen, wie auch seine Frau Joy Martina. Die zwei sind einfach Zucker. Und informiert euch auf der Website oder auf Facebook. Sie machen jetzt auch schon wieder Live-Veranstaltungen in, ich glaube, Portugal. Und ja, du solltet ihr unbedingt live kennenlernen. Und ja, wir hören uns nächste Woche Montag. Ich freue mich auf Feedback. Ich freue mich, von dir zu hören. Dicken Kuss. Namaste und Sat Nam, deine Nadine.